Welcome back. Another retailer that published their numbers was Clicks, which saw a 14.8% rise in half-year earnings as health and beauty products appealed to thrifty consumers and flagged strong full-year earnings growth. Health and beauty sales rose by 14.3%, which contributed to Clicks gaining market share in all product categories. They are betting on the continued resilience of its core health and beauty products and said it would open 40 new stores across the country rather than the previous plan to increase its outlets by 25 to 30 stores. This is Chief Executive David Neal speaking to MoneyWeb's Warren Thompson.
Yes, we are. I mean, I think the real driver of the growth was strong health and beauty sales, which is obviously led by Clicks. Those are up by over 14%. We've recorded market share gains in all of the categories, and I think it's a result of competitive pricing, great promotions over the Christmas period, in particular the market-leading 3-for-2 on 1,500 Christmas gift lines that we run, and increased consumer loyalty. We've recruited almost a million new customers to our Club Card program in this year, and we've now got 7.5 million active members. So all in all, I think, yes, this is a pleasing set of results because it's still a tough economy out there.
You are able to grow your earnings faster than your top line because group turnover grew by 10% to 14.4 billion. Just give us an idea as to what you attribute that to.
Look, I mean, it's the real key for us is very tight control of our operating costs. So in same stores, as an example, our operating costs only grew by 6%, and in our distribution business, costs grew by only 5.3%. So we are very focused on making sure that what we invest in is activity that drives sales, drives better customer experience, and otherwise we're very frugal with our money.
You've mentioned that that loyalty program, the Clicks Club Card, which you say has now 7.5 million active users. Just tell us why that product appears to be so appealing to customers and how that is assisting you in growing your sales.
Look, I think number one, it's the most generous loyalty program offered by any major South African retailer. Point two, it's simple and straightforward. So you spend R5 with Clicks, you earn a point. Every 2 months, we convert those points into cashback. We load them onto your card. We've got affinity partners such as Shell. So if you fill up at a Shell petrol station, you earn a Clicks Club Card point for every litre of petrol you put on your car, and that converts to more cashback. So last year alone, we handed back over R300 million to consumers in cashback rewards. So it's simple, it's straightforward. It's easy to earn.
Okay, great. You're also generating a lot more cash than your cash generation almost looks like it's growing faster than your earnings, and that's the reason why you were comfortable paying a dividend, that interim dividend that rose higher than your headline earnings per share. Just tell us, give us a little bit more information about the cash flow in the business and how much you plan to spend versus the amount that you're generating in the next 6 months.
Well, this will be a record year of capital expenditure for us. By the time we get to August, which is the end of our financial year, we'll have invested over R700 million in new stores, more pharmacies, store refurbishments to keep the estate modern and appealing, plus the back-end supply chain and infrastructure and the IT system. So we're certainly not under-investing in the business. R700 million is a record. I'm also proud that we've created 800 new jobs over the last year. But we are a cash-generative business, and that's why we've got a progressive dividend policy. And we've committed to a target of paying out between 60 and 65% of our earnings in dividends back to shareholders, and that's well appreciated.
One of the factors that I see from your SENS announcement is that your working capital continues to improve. That's obviously the amount of capital that you have tied up in inventory and such like. That dropped from 43 to 41 days. How much more improvement do you expect to make in managing that?
Look, I mean, I think that it's we constantly seek to be efficient in our management of inventory. But at the same time, it's striking a balance because we also need, particularly when sales are hard to come by, we've got to maintain great product availability in our stores, so our product availability is sitting at record levels. So managing inventory, being efficient, and at the same time offering great availability, that's the balance that we endeavour to achieve.
Just looking forward, and that activity, investment activity that will be supporting your ongoing sales growth, you noted in the statement that you had increased your footprint by a net 20 new pharmacies during the period, which took your total pharmacy network to 493. How's it going to increase in the second half of the year and in the next few years ahead?
Look, it's already increased. On April the 5th, I opened our 500th pharmacy at Park Station in Johannesburg, and so that was another milestone that we've achieved. This, by the end of this year, we'll have opened another 40 stores in total. Half of those stores are in existing centres because landlords find Clicks an attractive and solid tenant who draws customers to the shopping centres. And we've said our long-term goal is 900 stores in South Africa, all with a pharmacy. So we believe we've got a long runway of growth ahead of us with a brand that's in a strong position, and this year on August the 6th we'll celebrate its 50th birthday.
I was just going to ask you about that. Have you got anything special by way of celebrations, because that is a very significant milestone for the company?
We'll be talking about that later, but yes, we certainly plan a month of celebrations for our staff, obviously, but importantly for customers and also actually for the communities that Clicks Store serves.
Okay, great. Just a final question, David, around the guidance that you've provided to the market. Earnings to grow between 12 to 17% for the full year to end August. You noted a change of sentiment in your results. Just give us a bit of feedback as to what you're seeing at the moment with respect to sentiment and how comfortable you feel about that guidance that you've provided on earnings.
Look, I mean, I think undoubtedly sentiment has improved. I think the political changes, the election of President Ramaphosa, has lifted people's spirits. People are feeling more optimistic about the future, which is fantastic for the country. As yet, it's early days for that improved sentiment, though, to be translated into increased disposable income. So we still think that consumers are going to be looking for value in the rest of 2018. But we believe that Clicks is well placed to deliver that on the basis of our track record. And that's why we're comfortable with that guidance of 12 to 17%, which I think is very positive news for our shareholders.
That's David Neal, the CEO of Clicks.